This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. And I'm in the company of Bjarni once again as we bring you the news in a simple form of Icelandic. We call this Oithskulith. Hello.
Já, góðan dag.
Have you seen the program we're going to talk about?
Yes, I have. Yes, it's very interesting.
It is. This is the drama of the life up to the point that she becomes president of the former Icelandic president, first ever woman to become an elected head of state. Her name, of course?
Vigdís Finnbogadóttir.
And Vigdís was the name of the program that you can still see. It's on the RÚV player, it's on Spillery, it comes with English subtitles. It is absolutely worth seeing. But the whole country has gone Vigdís crazy, hasn't it?
Yes, you can say so, yeah. Because, of course, like for myself, I remember her in her presidency.
Yes.
Not when she was elected, but very soon after that, Vigdís was always the president when
16
I was
16 years.
Yes, when I was young. But of course, now time has passed, and now so many young people weren't even born when she was president. So they are now experiencing and getting to know. Of course, I suppose almost everybody has heard her name, but maybe not known the history. Where did she come from? What was she doing before becoming president, and so on? So
it's wonderful story, a great TV show. So that's definitely still available to watch. But our Oithskulith article today, our episode, is about that program, about the Vigdís craze as well. So we shall, of course, put a link up to this text. You can follow along and pick out some words. We will start, as ever, just under the image of the former president. Take it away.
Yeah. Margir Íslendingar vilja vita meira Vigdísi Finnbogadóttur. Vigdís var fyrsti kvennforsetinn á Íslandi. Sjónvarpsþættir Vigdísi voru sýndir á RÚV. Þá jókst áhuginn á Vigdísi mikið. Bækur Vigdísi eru mjög vinsælar. Bókasöfn eru búin að lána út allar bækur Vigdísi. Fólk þarf að bíða eftir að fá bækur hana. Bókabúðir selja margar bækur Vigdísi. Bæði ungir og gamlir vilja lesa Vigdísi. Margrét Jóna vinnur í bókabúðinni Eymundsson. Margrét Jóna segir að ungt fólk hafi uppgötvað Vigdísi. Háskóli Íslands heldur námskeið Vigdísi. Páll Valsson rithöfundur kennir á námskeiðinu. Páll skrifaði líka ævisögu Vigdísar. Páll segir að Vigdís sé vinsæl. Vigdís sameini þjóðina. Margir vilja prjóna föt eins og Vigdís átti. Í sjónvarpsþáttunum var Vigdís í fallegum ullarkjól. Hún klæddist kjólnum daginn sem hún varð forseti. Hildur Sveinsdóttir vinnur hjá handprjónasambandinu. Hildur segir að margir vilji prjóna svona kjól. Hugtök. Saminningartákn er manneskja sem fólk lítur upp til og getur saminað fólk. Handprjónasambandið er félag fólks sem prjónar og selur prjónavörur.
Okay, we shall head back to the start as ever and we'll go through this story again line by line.
Já, margir Íslendingar vilja vita meira Vigdísi Finnbogadóttur. Many Icelanders would like to know more about Vigdís Finnbogadóttir. And here exactly it's interesting to see, as we know, we have the declensions on proper names also. And therefore, we see a few forms of the name Vigdís in this article in link with where it is in the sentence. As, for example, to know more about, vita meira the demands accusative. And therefore, Vigdís Finnbogadóttir becomes Vigdísi Finnbogadóttur. Accusative.
And that's not the only change we're going to see.
No, exactly. And because we have, of course, the four cases.
Yes.
So we have, well, often we have even four forms. In the case of Vigdís, it's practically three different forms.
I'm seeing three.
Yeah, exactly.
I think in this article.
Because the accusative and the dative are the same.
Okay.
So therefore, it simplifies a bit.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Vigdís var fyrsti kvennforsetinn á Íslandi. Vigdís, here's nominative.
Just a nominative, yeah.
Was the first female president in Iceland. Sjónvarstættir um Vigdísi voru sýndir á RÚF. TV shows about Vigdís, again accusative, were shown at RÚF. Þá jókst áhugin á Vigdísi mikið. Then the interest or yeah, the search for Vigdís grew a lot.
Is it useful then to basically get a list of prepositions and say these will always govern words in particular cases?
That could be very, very good. Well, yes, but then also quite a few of them demand two different cases. So in what, which context which is used?
So some will, if you do yeah. that, then you, in some cases, no pun intended, you will narrow it down to two cases.
Yes.
you yeah. don't have to work out which
exactly.
of the two.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. But normally that is either accusative or dative.
Right.
That it demands, yeah.
So we've got here.
Though, always accusative.
Always accusative.
Yeah.
And then and then in the next sentence, when yes. we use au.
Áhugin á Vigdísi, dative.
Always dated.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as you say, they're the same in this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. so it's a Vigdísi, the two. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Bækur Vigdísi, accusative, eru mjög vinsælar. Books on or about Vigdís are very popular. Bókasöfn eru búin að lána út allar bækur Vigdísi. Libraries have already, yeah, given away or lent out all books about Vigdís. Fólk þarf að bíða eftir að fá bækur hana. People need to wait to have books about her. Bókabúðir selja margar bækur Vigdísi. Bookshops sell many books on Vigdís. Bæði ungir og gamlir vilja lesa Vigdísi. Both young and old want to read about Vigdís. Margrét Jóna vinnur í bókabúðinni Eymundsson. Margrét Jóna works at the bookshop Eymundsson. Margrét Jóna segir að ungt fólk hafi uppgötvað Vigdísi. She says that young people have discovered Vigdís. Háskóli Íslands heldur námskeið Vigdísi. The University of Iceland, Háskóli Ísland, has a seminar or a course about Vigdís. Páll Valsson rithöfundur kennir á námskeiðinu. And Mr. Páll Valsson, author or writer, he teaches at this course. Páll skrifaði líka ævisögu Vigdísar. He also wrote the biography, like we call Ævisaga, the history of the life, of Vigdís. And there, exactly, third form, the genitive. Because it's a genitive, it's her, it's a possession of her, it's her story, therefore genitive.
And that's often the possessive, but not always. There's other situations in which you would use the genitive.
Absolutely, yeah. yeah. It's very often the role of the genitive is to show the possession of, in this case, her story. Páll segir að Vigdís sé vinsæl. He says also that she is popular. Vigdís sameini þjóðina. Vigdís unifies the nation. And there, again, sameina, to unify, is actually the sam, the prefix sam is always getting something together.
Yeah, you just, yeah. Just, if you're asked if you're paying together, you say saman.
Saman, yeah. Exactly. Margir vilja prjóna föt eins og Vigdís átti. Many would like to knit clothes like Vigdís hat. Í sjónvarstáttunum var Vigdís í fallegum ullarkjól. In the TV shows, Vigdís was wearing a beautiful woolen dress. And actually, well, it's even mentioned in the show, and it's a known true story, that a lady in Iceland knitted this dress for her and said, if you win please wear this?
And she did.
And she did.
Yeah, and the dress came, we don't know where exactly, but the dress came from somewhere in the north.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're watching the TV show, Greetings from the North, I think.
Yeah.
Little card that came
with exactly, it. Exactly. And that's all true. That's all true. Yeah. Hún klæddist kjólnum daginn sem hún varð forseti. And she wore the dress the day she became, well, when she was a president-elect, the day after the election.
Mm.
Hildur Sveinsdóttir vinnur hjá handprjónasambandinu. Very nice association. Hildur Sveinsdóttir works at the, well, hand knitting association.
Mm.
So it's people that enjoy knitting and share their recipes, as we call them. And
I think you can buy lopapesa.
You can also. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very nice old association that conserves this tradition.
And if you want a genuine lopapesa, you could do a lot worse.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then go there.
Yeah. Hildur segir að margir vilji prjóna svona kjól. She says that many people would like to knit a dress like this. And actually, I saw a short interview, or longer interview with Hildur saying exactly that they were now looking for the recipe so people could have a copy and try out themselves. Hugtök, glossary, sameiningartákn manneskja sem fólk lítur upp til og getur sameinað fólk. Sameiningartákn is like a unification symbol, unifying symbol is a person that people will look up to or admire and can unify people or the nation. Handprjónasambandið félag fólks sem prjónar og selur prjónavörur. The Hand Knitting Association is a club of people that knits and sells knitting products.
And part of the Vigdis craze that the nation is enjoying once again.
Absolutely.
Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll put a link to all of that up. Of course, you can follow along with that text and that story on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. We'll talk again next week.
Takk fyrir.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch with us anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.